blonde hair, blue eyes, nice skin, so gorgeous. We thank the life gorgeous.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous. Its torso is so tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Craig Kilborn back in Los Angeles after going to Minnesota for games one and two of the Timberwolves Suns. And I'm recording this Monday morning after the sweep. I had the Wolves winning in six. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Frank Vogel and the Phoenix Suns. I know some of the players in Phoenix have an issue with Frank Vogel. He is a very good coach. Sometimes the coach doesn't connect all the time with the players. I don't know how it's going to unfold. That's not my issue. The Wolves swept. I did not predict that. I predicted a win, a series win in six games. I did not get my 8 hours of sleep because of excitement. You can see my hair is kind of devil may care. I want to talk about what I saw last night in game four. Timberwolves were ice cold in the first half, except for one guy, Karl-Anthony Towns. He's a shooter. He can score, he can shoot, and he can score. There's a difference between scoring and shooting. Shooting is just jump shooting. Scoring is going to the rim, going to the hoop, and floating up shots, sometimes dunking the ball. He can score and shoot the lights out. I thought Cat played very, very well, 28 and 10. Still some silly fouls. It's hard for him as a seven-footer on the perimeter. Sometimes he does reach, but we are improving, and he's improving. Our team defense is good, as you know. Rudy, I thought, had a rough game. He had four turnovers, some silly passes, not the greatest ball handler, got in foul trouble. I said before the series, and I've said that the Timberwolves will go as far as Anthony Edwards will take them. He's an interesting player. He's very, very, very gifted, not a pure shooter. His jump shot last night in the second half was unreal. I think it's because he loves the big moment. The playoffs are the big moment. And he wills himself with these some of these jump shots. He made three-pointers and two-pointers, and they were – I mean, he's doing what I wanted him to do. He's reading the floor. He's reading the double team. And his jump shot was going – it was just – if he hits his three-pointer, hits his jump shot, there's not a lot you can do, and we're going to go really far. Now, so Ant was amazing. We're blessed to have him in Minnesota. We're fortunate. If you don't like the word blessed, I say things. I say different things. Sometimes I'm very poetic. Oftentimes I'm eloquent. I use the word blessed. We're very fortunate to have Anthony Edwards. The whole team. But Ant can carry the team sometimes, and that's what you need. You know, Dwayne Wade, I've said it before, and LeBron aren't great jump shooters, but they make the jumpers when they need to. Ant sure made them last night. So now we wait to see who we play. Obviously, I believe it'll be Denver, and they're tough. And that'll be the – I honestly feel this. If we get past Denver, that Denver will be the toughest series because I think they're the best team out there. That means if we play OKC, I know OKC is good and they'll have home court, but we can beat them and we can beat Boston and we're playing very well. I'm jumping ahead. I'm allowed to do that. Very inspirational win and an amazing sweep. So a freak accident last night that is so unfortunate. Chris Finch tore up his knee. And it was just a crazy thing on the sideline. I don't know how it happened. And we obviously need Finchy on the sidelines for the next series. And I don't know if he's going to be on a scooter or on crutches. I've joked that maybe he should be on a king's throne because he's Minnesota royalty now. But we need Finchy. And it's going to be hard. I don't know how that's going to work because he's quick to call timeout if they want to check out a call and challenge a call, a coach's challenge. He's very quick that way. Substitutions, calling plays. I just don't know how it's going to unfold with him on the sidelines. But I think he's going to get surgery this week. Thank goodness they don't play until Saturday or Monday. The earliest they'll play in the next series is Saturday, or they'll play on Monday. So it's kind of amazing. And I'm just taking it all in. And you never know. You know, they always say sports is unscripted drama. It's the original reality show, reality series. And it's pretty exhilarating what's going on. As many of you know, I just went to the Twin Cities. Off the court, I went to some fabulous restaurants. It's a good way to get away from the game. I remember from before game one, I brought my brother and I was with my friend Charlie Swanson. And I said, you know, there's no pressure on us. We're not playing. We just have to have a good attitude when we go to Mason Margot after the game and still enjoy ourselves if the Wolves lose. Well, they didn't lose. I don't want to say we were there until midnight because some of the young people will say, Craig, you're a lot of control. But it was cathartic to be there. Chef David Fema, who does both the Lexus Club and Mason Margot in a restaurant called Fema's. We had a fabulous meal, and I want to thank Chef Fema again and his son Elijah, who was so funny, praising my brother. Okay, we've gone over that. Good-looking brother. Yeah, whatever. So then I went to the Friday night we got there. We went to the Lexington. We went to the St. Paul Hotel to have a drink in the lobby bar. Sunday night, my brother and I went to Meritage, which is in the Hams building. And that was very special. And then we went to, on Wednesday, we went to Demi, which is the Gavin Kaysen tasting menu, which I chronicled on my iconic Instagram. Make sure you check that out. So whenever I go back to Minnesota, it's a festive time. And when the Wolves win, it's even more special. And I'm just recovering and enjoying it, trying to cleanse a little bit this week. And I'm still just glowing after the Timberwolves winning that series, making adjustments. Devin Booker had 49 points. He was an irritant. I was concerned that someone might get hurt. He was throwing his body around in some of the earlier games. He landed on Ant's knee once. He clobbered Cat in the back. These guys are desperate. He did play well the final game. He had 49, but they lost. And he can get in one of his cool cars and drive off and enjoy his offseason. Although I guess he's going to be on the Olympic team. So Denver's going to be tough until we beat Denver, the Joker. I don't know. Until we beat him, I have to see it first. It's just the Joker makes decisions at the end of the game. It gets down to a close game. Who's going to get the good shot? If they don't know how to guard Ant, then we'll be okay. But it's a tough matchup. I think they're the best team. And greatly look forward to that. I just can't believe that head coach Chris Finch is going to be on, you know, hampered on the sidelines. It really throws me off. But I know the players will rally. Fans will rally. And let's just enjoy the show. I'd also like people to tell me, because I don't know, when does the NHL season start? When does Major League Baseball start? I don't know these things. I don't pay attention. And a quick comment on the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, some guy, some defensive stud named Dallas Turner, I believe is his name. Always optimism there. We've always been good. Let's see what happens. I'm rooting for Sam Darnold as well. It's a good time to be a Minnesota sports fan. I'll even say the Twins have won 7 in a row just to show my versatility. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy some of the brief podcasts. We've got some big guests coming up. I'm going to have my friend Rich Eisen on in the next few weeks. I'm supposed to do his show either the end of this week or next week. He wants me to talk about the Timberwolves. It's a special time. I'm trying to think. I've got some questions I don't know if I'm going to get to today. But I'll try. Everyone's saying, getting questions. Are you watching anything or are you just watching the playoffs? I think I told you I did watch the first three seasons of Slow Horses with Gary Oldman, which I enjoyed. I'm trying to think if there's another movie I watched. I can't think. You know, on the airplane, I was watching Pulp Fiction, but then I didn't finish it, and I watched 4 episodes of Frasier, the original Frasier. And then on the way back, I watched Denzel and The Equalizer 3. So violent. So violent. I turn my head. I don't watch violence. That's not how I was raised. There wasn't too much violence in Hitchcock movies, was there? There was murder. There were deaths. But not the graphic violence of today, which is so uncivilized and barbaric. Anyway, so I don't know what I've been watching. But it's a big week for Young Craigers back in L.A. I don't know when I'm going back to Minnesota. My instinct is to stay here for a while. And my joke is I'm going to go back to Minnesota when they play Boston in the finals. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Life is special. You know, I tell you what I'm going to do right now. I just thought of something. A person sent me a message on my iconic Instagram. It's called a DM for those of you who don't know. And it was a quote. And the guy said to me, this quote made me think of Lord Kilby. And this is from some guy I've never heard of, Charles R. Swindoll. You ready? It's kind of like the Life Gorgeous encapsulated here. Without exception, people who consistently express inward joy through laughter, smiles, whistling a tune, or a soft sigh of contentment do so in spite of, seldom because of, anything going on around them. They pursue fun rather than wait for it to knock on their door in the middle of the day. Positive attitude, positive energy. Life is magical. I'm not out there protesting. I'm in my mahogany panel den, bonding with my conquistador lamp, red wine, occasionally a martini, cheese, salmon, broccoli, Bill Evans. Craigers, are the Wolves games stressful for you? Absolutely, but I'm getting older now and I let it go. I let it go and enjoy the magic. Of course, we haven't lost in a while, have we? 4 straight games. Wow. I'm ready for the Joker. What if the Lakers win again? I want that series to be extended. All right, guys. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for your patience. I I don't take a week off, do I, very much? I just keep delivering. I like that quote. Remember that one. Play that over. Positive energy. Living above the fray. Don't participate in the dysfunction of society. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to run. I will see you next time. And remember, young people, I'm proud of you.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.